In November, the United States imported Chinese products worth nearly $11 billion more than what it sold to China. For all of 2003, the U.S. deficit with China will be approximately $125 billion, which is easily its biggest bilateral deficit. Overall, the 2003 U.S. trade deficit is certain to exceed last year's record of $418 billion, an amount equal to 4% of U.S. gross domestic product. The mushrooming U.S. trade deficit with China has become a major issue in this year's presidential election campaign. Critics say U.S. jobs are increasingly being lost to China, which has emerged in just a few years as a major supplier to the U.S. market. Economist Hugh Payman, a British consultant resident in Shanghai, expects U.S.-China trade will continue to grow. He expects increasing trade friction as the Chinese boost their product quality. Mr. Payman told a conference in Washington that already Chinese furniture is beginning to exceed American products in quality.
JCPenney was giving testimony on the Hill about why they opposed restrictions on furniture imports into the U.S. And they said, look, we'd love to buy from America, there's only one problem. Over the last 2 years, the average number of defects from American-made furniture was, I think, 26%. From China, it was 1.6%. Sort of hard to compete with that.
Mr. Payman says Chinese exports to the United States will increase steadily as U.S. restrictions on imports of Chinese textiles and apparel are gradually lifted beginning at the end of this year. The U.S. trade figures show that while U.S. exports to the rest of the world fell during the last 3 years, U.S. exports to China rose by 66%. China has become a major consumer of some U.S. manufactured goods, including electrical machinery. Despite those gains, the trade balance is hugely in China's favor, as U.S. exports to China in November, while still a record high, totaled only $3.3 billion. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.